Good evening, good evening, good evening. It's diaper changing time for everyone. This is Mr. Candle speaking, sitting here on the bedside table of children around the world, letting the glow of my candlelight flicker in their faces as I tell them wonderful stories of adventures that I've had in my trips around the world every evening. I was in a nursery last night. Yes, I even go to little children who are in the nursery. And the nursery was filled with little children who were screaming and hollering and crying. And I looked in the nursery, and I saw 10 little babies. All the cutest little things you could ever imagine. All screaming their head off, except for one.
That was me.
There was one in the other corner of the room, all quietly cuddled up there, cooing and billing and enjoying herself. And no noise out of her at all, just being happy. And when the nurses looked into the room, they searched around the room to see what the problem was or what the need was, and they couldn't figure out what the need was. They figured it was they were hungry or diaper changing time or whatever it was, they weren't sure. And so they went to the little baby who was quietly lying in the corner there, minding her own business, being her own happy self. And they said, "Well, little precious, why is it you're not crying like everybody else? You just always seem to be the most balanced, wonderful little girl that we have ever had in our nursery." And all the nurses picked her up together, and they all played with her together, and they changed her diapers, even though it didn't need it. And they gave her her bottle, even though she was already pretty full, because she was a rather divine baby. And she didn't go through many of the normal things the other children were going through, because they cried and hollered and stamped their feet so much, they used up so much energy, they needed a lot of food. And she just was a quiet little baby in her crib, smiling and enjoying life. And she enjoyed food, of course, but she didn't need as much as all the other children did. And of course, if you don't have that much food, you don't have to have your diapers changed too often. And her diapers were usually dry. The nurses couldn't figure out what this wonderful little creature was all about. But the nurses looked around the room and saw all the other children screaming and hollering, and one by one they took them out of their bassinet and they put them up on the counter and changed their diapers and washed them down and then fed them their evening meal and put them back in their crib. And it wasn't long before all 9 were done. And then the nurses looked at the 10th little angel. And they thought to themselves, "Well, now why is it that she is so wonderful?" And they looked at her and they said to her, "Sweetheart, I would sure like it if you could talk and tell me why it is that you're so wonderful." Well, the little angel had a special gift. Though she could not talk, and though she could not walk, she could exchange ideas with her mind. And she said to the nurses, in a very clear mind talk, "My goodness sakes, don't you realize that I am very special?" "We sure realize that," the nurses said to themselves under their breath, not realizing that they were really talking to the little angel. And they said, "But why are you so special?" And the little girl said, "Well, I like me. I think I'm a wonderful little girl. Not better than anybody else, but I'm just a wonderful little girl, and I like me. And I think that this life is a very wonderful life." "Yeah, but how come you're not in need of diaper changing as much as the others, and that you don't eat as much as the others, and yet you're just as healthy as the others, if not more?" "Well, I like me. And because I like me, I don't need as much food. Because I don't need as much food, obviously my diapers don't need to be changed as often. You should know that, for goodness sakes, you silly nurses." And they all giggled and laughed because they were understanding her right in their consciousness. And they looked at this precious little angel, and they said, how can you communicate with us so beautifully, and you certainly are, with your mind? Why is it that you're so advanced with your mind? And the little angel said, I'm not advanced. Everyone is advanced. Everyone just doesn't use it, that's all. Everyone thinks they have to do as everyone else does, and that they have to cry and get their diapers changed. They have to cry and get their food, and they have to cry. And they use up so much energy that they don't have time to put it into building their strong, wonderful bodies like mine. Feel my muscles. And the nurses were sort of giggling among themselves, and they reached over, and they felt her muscle or her bicep, and they thought, my goodness sakes, you do have wonderful biceps. Well, hold my hands with my fingers. Now, careful. Hold my hands. I'm going to trust you. Now, have me stand up. And they had the little baby stand up. And it stood up. Now, hold me, because I haven't quite got my balance yet. I'm not used to this standing up thing. I know how to do it, but it takes a little practice. And the nurses held her. And then the little baby took one foot and put it in front of the other foot. She says, you see, I've watched how you walk, and I've got that thing figured out. It's just that I haven't got the practice in yet. Now, would one of you nurses be happy enough to come in here every evening at midnight and take me for a walk around my crib? Why, that's when my shift begins. Can I have that privilege? Why, sure, I'd love to have you. You're such a sensitive, caring nurse. Well, aren't we sensitive, caring nurses? The other nurses chimed in their thought session to her. And, well, yes, of course you are. But you didn't speak up right away. I'm not a person who goes around waiting for people to speak up. If you don't speak up, hey, I'll talk to someone else. My goodness sakes. All the other little babies were turning their head and watching as the little angel was talking to the nurses. And they could understand what she was saying. And they were all thinking to themselves, how'd she get so wise? Well, her mother and father trained her while she was in the womb to realize that she is a genius, that she's fantastic, that she's glorious. Her mother and father trained her while she was in the womb to think that she was a magnificent baby, that she'd walk before any other baby in the whole world walked. She'd talk before any other baby in the whole world talked. And she'd be the most precious little angel in the whole world. That's what they were having for a baby. And the other kids were thinking to themselves, my mom didn't do that. She had to have her bottle of schnapps. She had to have her cigarette. She had to have her argument with daddy. And she had to have her going out and going dancing and shaking me up and down when I was trying to get my balance and get my equilibrium as a little tiny baby developing inside of her. Well, you know, my mom and dad, they didn't even think about me until I got so fat with my mommy and daddy. And then they had to slow down a little bit. But all the stuff that they pumped into their food system, it would just be enough to choke a horse. But you, sweetheart, you have a mommy and daddy who thought about you coming here and blessed you and loved you and gave you all of the joy and the happiness of their heart. And diaper changing time for everyone except for you, because you don't eat that much, you don't drink that much, yet you are the healthiest baby in the whole nursery here. I tell you, it's wonderful. Oh, boys and girls, you know how it is with nurseries and things like that. Well, here comes Mr. Sandman, and he's saying, time for bed, everybody! So, you all snuggle down in your beds now, and forget about the nursery. Just remember that it's not too late for you to talk things and act, you know, not too late. So say goodnight to mommy and daddy. Say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And say goodnight to your brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and cousins and the whole shebang who's all there visiting to see you as a wonderful young child getting ready to go to bed. You know, that's a special time for all of us. So you just say goodnight and have happy dreams. So, thank you, Mr. Sandman. You did a good job. You didn't spill so much pixie dust tonight. You just put it in the right places, and everybody is off into heavenly sleeping with wonderful dreaming, learning how to thought talk. So, have a good night, and boys and girls, I'll be back another time. and just know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.